Simon & Schuster Audio presents Reckless Years, A Diary of Love and Madness by Heather Chaplin, read by the author.
Prologue. Wednesday, July 27th, 2016. On April 3rd, 2006, at 1:33 p.m., I started taking notes. I don't know what to tell you, except it was my attempt to stave off going mad. Although I didn't fully know it yet, I was recording an extraordinary period in my life, a time of freedom and exaltation such as I'd never known, as well as darkness that threatened to bury me. It's been 10 years since I started writing in those moleskins, and now I'm scared. Sometimes I lie in bed, sick with anxiety at what I'm revealing, sick that I'm causing pain to real people in my life. I say to myself, you have no right to do this, but in the morning, the need to proceed is stronger. I don't know why I wrote everything down. You could say it was a compulsion, although I'm not crazy about that word. It seems to imply something unhealthy. Well, I would say keeping those notebooks and then turning them into this book saved me. Book 1. Leaving. Monday, April 3rd, 2006. 1:33 p.m. What to do now, I don't know. You see, I no longer love my husband. It's one of those New York spring afternoons when, as if overnight, the slush is gone and the blustery wind has ceased. Hyacinths, daffodils, and crocuses splash the ground with color, and the magnolia trees are just beginning to unfurl their fleshy blossoms. It's one of those days when you simply have to be outside. But I'm not outside. I'm inside, my dog, Sakura, sitting like a sphinx on the floor at my feet. I'm on my couch in the back of our apartment, watching the spring day through my window, smoking a spliff, listening to Coldplay, don't even start with me about the Coldplay, and trying to figure out how I'm going to get out of this situation. I had that dream again last night, the one where my father and Josh are chasing me. I can feel their breath on my neck, and I'm trying to scream, but no sound comes out. Bluegrass music plays. Then we're all in the air, flying, cruising over an enormous crater in the earth, and I realize something terrible is happening beneath me. And then I'm falling, plummeting downward 100 miles.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?